And there's going to be Paragould's ball to start this second quarter as Mount Holmes up 16-7. Just kind of a dominating performance in the last few minutes of the quarter. It kind of started back and forth a little bit.
But. Yeah, it got a little sloppy there, but you know, Mountain Home got to get back on track here. Still able to score as they get a rebound here off the missed shot.
Yeah, Luke missed the jumper there in the paint. Here's Anderson back to the way, finding Fawcett in the lane. Oh, a little strong with the layup, but Anderson goes back up with it, up and in.
Yeah, a little late on the pass for Anderson, but she stayed with it. She got to get that ball up about two steps earlier, and it hits Livy in stride. Livy got her foot off a little bit, but great job by Lakin getting the offensive rebound and putting it right back up.
Yep, just not giving up on the play there. Here is Luke with it, gives it to Lurie.
Oh,
ball, air pass knocked away and stolen by Rawls, who's back the other way, going in for the layup and won't go. And rebounds knocked around and controlled by Ferris. She's going to kick it out to Rawls. Her jumper won't go. Fossus with another offensive rebound, and she'll be fouled.
Two offensive rebounds. Got to see Lauren make that layup. Did a great job getting the turnover on the one end. Just slow down and make that layup. Good job by Lakin following it up, though. All right, Matt, I got another little change for us here with our roster.
Okay.
Deacon told me, I texted him. He said their boys coach is actually down there filling in the roster for him.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. You ready for this? Number four is Eva Goff.
Okay.
As Fossus makes that first free throw. I'll try to give you these as we're going here.
Yeah.
But Rolston is number five.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Livy makes the second free throw.
Okay, good deal. So Fossus now has four on the day.
Dixie Williams is number 10. I do know that because I know Dixie anyways. All right?
All right.
Number one is Matt.
Okay.
We'll let you call the game. Yeah. I'll get you back here in a minute.
So, yeah, here is Farmer with it.
Very good.
Thank you. She'll give it to Benson.
That's Benson. You're right. We are correct on that one.
That one I remember.
Okay, 24.
That one's Luke. Yes.
Yeah, we're there. Okay, we're good.
Hey, here's DeFreeze with it.
That's no, that's Snyder.
Oh, that's Snyder?
12 is Snyder.
Oh, my gosh. Snyder's layup won't go, and it didn't hit the rim, so that's a shot clock violation. Wow, that's unbelievable.
Our roster. Here you go around here.
20-7, our score. Here is Moore with it. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Farmer.
That was a deep three. That was like 4 feet behind the three-point line for Lakin. Not a shot she wants to take.
All right, here's Snyder pulling up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Fossness.
13th rebound already from Mountain Home. Nice pass ahead.
Anderson, on the transition, she gets the layup.
Yeah, that's what you can hear Coach Leonard and Coach Hesse going quicker, quicker, quicker. Get up and down the floor. That's what the Lady Bombers want to do.
22-7, Mounts Home up, 5:52. Let's play in the first half.
Stay on her, Lake. Get on her. Anderson hounding the ball. There you go, girl. No, don't go near that ram. Don't go near it. There you go.
Yeah, the ball's knocked out, bounced by Anderson, and right into the hands of Rowdy the Ram.
Williams. He's dressed up. It's a pretty good-looking outfit.
Yeah. Williams is going to check back in for Paragould. Did I get that one right?
Who was that?
Dixie Williams.
Yeah, okay. Williams. Yeah, so she steps out of
She checks in for Snyder, and then, turns her right back over.
Yeah, Dixie Williams is number 10.
Okay.
We do have that one right.
So, Matt Hull gets the ball back, leading by 15. 5:40 left to play in the half. Lauren Rawls with it on the right side. And she's
steps out of bounds over there.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize they were that close.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, too. And we saw this last year when we were here. I remember you get down on the sidelines over there, that 3-point line extends really close to the sideline.
Yeah,
right?
It's really deceiving up here.
It is. And you get closer than you want. I remember last year we had a lot of sideline penalties on that.
Benson's jumper in the right corner misses everything. Rawls gets the rebound. She will, I don't know if she's trying to throw it to Moore or to Fossus, but. Ball goes over both their heads and out of bounds.
Yeah, Lauren was trying to throw it, I believe, to Lakin. She had Livy streaking towards the court or towards the layup. I don't know if it just went over Livy's head or she was trying to hit Lakin. I don't think Lakin was really paying attention because I think she thought it was going to go to Livy.
Brooklyn Mitchell, Jaylee Yonkers, and Jaylee Yonkers and Anna McCarn checking back in for Mountain Home. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Lady Bombers. It will be Paragould's ball with 5:09. Let's play in the half.
Starting five back in for your Lady Bombers.
Williams looking to inbound it, and she will get it into Farmer in the left corner. Met by a double team, and looks like Lakin Moore is going to get a little too aggressive.
Yeah, they said she bodied her up. They had her in a bad spot. Right against our bench on the sideline. She was tippy-toeing that sideline, and I think Lakin just bodied her up just a little much, knocking her out of bounds.
That's Moore's first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mount Tom here in the second quarter. Inbound pass goes to Benson. Back to Williams. Cross court. Over, I believe you said that was Rolson. Now the shot by Farmer from three-point range won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Fossens.
Yeah, five is Rolson, according to their boys' coach.
Ball goes into Yonkers in the left corner. Her three-pointer won't go. Offense rebound from McCarn. She goes back over this. She'll be fouled on the way up, and she'll head to the free-throw line with 4:44 left in the half.
And once again, Mountain Home 0-for from the three-point line there.
Personal foul.
That's all. This is a great point right there. That ball did go down low off that offensive rebound from Mountain Home. The ball did go down low to McCarn. She got it. And I saw Coach Husky and Dale both say, Coach Leonard, say, chin that ball. She brought that ball down, and she got the foul down below her feet or down around her waist. But if she chins that ball, she's up there high. No one's going to be able to stop that from her, and I think she gets an and-one there.
That is Madison Farmer's first personal foul, and McCarn gets a second free throw. She gets one of two, and that's her first point of the day.
Not home in our 1-3-1 now.
23-7 our score. A little over 4.5 minutes left to play in the half. Farmer with a three-pointer, misses everything. That ball is knocked out of bounds. They're going to save by Benson, and it'll be Mount Home's ball.
Well, Farmer ain't afraid to let that thing fly.
Yeah.
She catches it and shoots it now. 16 rebounds already for Mount Home.
All right. Do you know by chance though who number 11 was?
Let me check.
All right. Here is Yonkers with on the right side. She's going to dribble into the lane for the layup. Good. What a move by Jayla Yonkers.
Little scoop, one hand, body control. Great job by Jayla. Number 11 is Sarah Cole for Paragould.
Sarah Cole. Okay. Thank you. And she checked in a moment ago. Ball's knocked away by. I think, the official's talking about
great
it.
Job.
It was by Mount Tom. I think it was.
Great job by the official. The near side official from us couldn't see it. Looked like it went off Paragould. It's at the same angle we are. He checked with the official out by the half court, and the official said no, Mountain Home did tap it.
Inbound pass goes up top. Here's Rolson with it. She throws it to Benson on the left side. Trying to decide if she wanted to shoot a three. Instead, she was going to drill towards lane. Has the ball knocked away by Fossens for a moment, but gets it back. We'll give it to Williams, who puts up the three. Hits the backboard, but that's it. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn. She'll find Yonkers, who gives it to Mitchell back the other way for the easy layup.
Yeah, good job there. Nice rebound. Man, we talk about it. Defense turned into offense quickly, and Mountain Home did a great job. Nice kick out there to Jayla. Jayla with one pass. As Lakin almost gets a steal on the sideline.
It is a 20-point lead for Mountain Home with 3:31 left to play in the half. 27-7 our score. Just the first few minutes were a little rough start for Mount Tom, but they've kind of picked up from there.
Yeah, different surroundings, different, you know, you're out here on this court, just nerve down. I tell you, these Lady Bombers are starting to figure themselves out a little bit. I've watched them all three games. I did watch the one on YouTube, but watched them all three games, and they're starting to figure out their identity just a little bit.
And a foul as Williams went hit the floor again. Boy, she is really struggling.
Yes, she is. She got a knee brace and a knee sleeve on one side, a knee brace on the other. And
that's Anna McCarn's first personal foul, team foul number two against Mount Tom here in the second quarter. She's staying in. I'll tell you what, that's gutsy.
She is a gutsy little player. Like I said, we played her all throughout our junior high and younger careers, and she's just going to throw it straight to Jayla here.
Yep. I don't think she was expecting a Rolson to cut the way she did. As Yonkers gets the steal on the inbound pass, she'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 3:20 left in the half.
Was that number five down there?
Yeah, that's Rolson.
Personal foul, number five, Michael Rolson.
Yep.
Second.
I'll give her second.
So it will be Jayla Yonkers at the free throw line. For the first time today, first shot no good.
I think shooting in these arenas are a little weird too. You know, you got the backdrop's not there.
Yeah,
you got anything close? You got stands back behind you. And
well, that's a problem they've always had in Alma. You know, the dimensions. You know,
I hate that place.
Yeah, Yonkers' second free throw is up and in. She has five on the day. 28-7 our score. Lead 3:15. Let's play in the half.
We never play good there.
No, you're right. That's always tough. The line is kind of strange too.
It is weird. Yeah.
Here is the ball's knocked away, and the steal by Ferris. Here is Yonkers with it back the other way from Mountain Home. She'll give it to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to dribble into the lane. Also has the ball knocked away, but is able to secure it. Her pass to Yonkers. Yonkers mishandles it, but she gets bailed out by a foul.
Yeah, she got hammered right there. Jayla kind of unable to control that ball. That one more pass is what you needed. You had Lakin on the wing over there for open. Jayla kind of bobbled it, then tried to dribble one time, and just the defender for Paragould came in and just hammered her.
Hadley Luke picks up her first personal foul, 13th foul against Paragould here in the second quarter. Mitchell with it, gives it to Ferris. Ferris dribbles up to the top, but loses off her foot, but Moore's there to pick it up. Moore will give it to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to drill into the lane, going in for the layup. Good.
Nice little misdirection there. We're in a little weave offense. Lakin came off of it. Brooklyn took one step left, crossover right, took it to the hole. That's what she's going to give you on the offensive side of the ball.
Brooklyn Mitchell in double figures with 10 on the day. 30-7 our score. 2:25 left to play in the half. And the pass goes over the head of Rolson, and Yonkers gets a steal. She's back to the layup.
Look at that, man. Jayla goes in for the layup. She had a defender bearing down on her on the left side as she's going on the right side. Instead of going up two-handed where that defender can get it, she just scooped that ball with one hand, a nice little underhand scoop, all with one hand. Unbelievable shot for a girl at this level.
32-7 our score. Mountain Home up. Two minutes left to play in the half.
She's a next-level player, though, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Ball's over on the right side.
Oh, McCarn.
Yeah, she probably got away with a foul away from the ball there. But Benson has it up top. Ball goes over on the right side to Luke. Trying to throw it down to Benson. Ball knocked away, but Benson is able to secure it. 5 left on the shot clock.
Not happening.
They're going to have to put up the shot. I don't think he realized it, and there's a shot clock violation right there.
Benson got the ball one-on-one with McCarn. Turned around and looked up, saw Anna McCarn with her 7-foot wingspan standing over the top of her, and was like, yeah, no, I tried to kick it out. And at that point is when it was over for Paragould.
Anna McCarn checks out of the game as Livy Fossens comes back in. Brooklyn Mitchell gives it to Ferris.
Nice
finds
pass.
Fossens in the lane. She's going to go up for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and in.
I sometimes wonder if Livy has something against assists.
I think it's more in favor of rebounds.
She missed that first one. She got an easy offensive rebound. Put it back up. So
34-7, Mountain Home up. 107, let's play in the half.
Trying to get you in the books, Addison. What an excellent pass by Addison. She drove baseline. Nice little bounce pass. Hit Livy right in the hands. I guarantee Livy said she wished she'd have made the first one for her.
Yeah. Here is Williams throwing it in the on the left corner. Ball goes down to Luke in the paint. She will give it to Rolson, who's cutting into the lane, going in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 48.8 left in the half.
Yeah, Rolson met Livy Fossens right there. Livy's standing straight up. Rolson took the brunt of that force.
Livy Fossens picks up her first personal foul, 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. So Rolson's first free throw is up and in.
That's her first personal foul.
It's good to see the Lady Barnes playing like this, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is. First free throw for Rolson, again, was up and in. So one more to shoot for Rolson. And second shot won't go. She gets 1-2, and the rebound's controlled by Moore. 34-8, our score.
Now, who's going to have to shoot? 27 on the clock, 39 on the game clock.
Yep. Moore was trying to find a cutting Ferris, but the pass was stolen by Paragould. They're back the other way. Going into the lane for the layup was, who'd you say was number 11? You had it there.
Number 11, Sarah Cole.
Sarah Cole, you're right. Okay. So that's her first 2 points of the day. So the shot clock is off now. Mount's home can't hold for the last shot
of the half.
But Fossus has other plans. She's going to go into the lane for the layup, but be fouled on the way up. Head to the free throw line.
If Livy can catch the ball with her back to the basket right there inside that block, it's over. She needs to turn, play through the defender, and go up and get a shot. And, you know, just a great job right there. You know, Anna's more of a front-facing post, whereas Livy's more of a back-to-the-basket post.
Yeah. Fossus gets the first free throw there?
Yep.
Okay, yep. So she's now a 3 of 3 from the line. And with one more to shoot, Lurie's going to check back in for Paragould, replacing Benson. Fossus with one more free throw. 12.9 left to play in this half as the second free throw is up and in.
She's been working her behind off in the gym on those free throws, and it can show. Jayla Hannum Williams right here. She's bringing the ball up the floor.
And, they're not going to get a shot off. I don't think she realized how little time was left on the clock. So it is going to be a 26-point lead for Mountain Home going into the locker room.
Got to like that for sure.
We'll come back and start to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Paragould 36-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Right now, Mountain Homes girls leading Paragould 36-10 at the break. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, good win, good first win of the season. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, anytime we come over here, it's such a awesome environment, but such a different environment for our kids. Just where you where your point of attack is, where you're getting set defensively, you're extended more. Obviously, you know, the NBA 3-point line out there. That's kind of like the mark. And you saw us. I bet we had 30 air balls from three. But you don't want to say much to get in your kids' heads. But I thought we shot it better in the second half. You don't get a normal warm up. You know, we got to go over to Marion and they let us in their gym and have a little shoot around and got on a bus, drove over,